Hi gang, thanks for downloading this classic episode of News Fighters. Just a reminder, if you're looking for new original episodes of News Fighters, they're now over on the Irrational Fear podcast feed. So search for Irrational Fear on your podcasting app or go to irrationalfear.com for all new episodes of News Fighters. In the meantime, enjoy this classic News Fighters episode.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This is the News Fighters Daily Pilot Week for Friday, September 20th, 2019, with your special guest host, Jake Stone.
Welcome to News Fighters. I'm your host, Jake Stone. And coming up on today's show, we've got The Chaser's Chris Taylor stopping by to talk clips and gaffes of the week in a new segment we've titled Chris Taylor Does a Clip Show. He does all these clips. Now it's time for the Week in Headlines. In a watershed ruling, Ad Standards has ruled that a TV ad campaign for Libra pads does not breach any advertising standards by showing realistic-looking female menstrual blood.
The advertising industry watchdog has dismissed a slew of complaints against a commercial portraying menstrual blood on television for the first time.
Although Libra admit their female menstrual blood was paid 14% less to appear than male menstrual blood.
Many viewers slammed it as being distasteful, but the regulator says the campaign did not breach any codes.
Some were outraged the commercial was shown on TV after 7 p.m, saying that children may see the ad and ask their parents embarrassing questions like, why don't we have Netflix? UFC fans who saw the ad in between the Khabib and Poirier fight loved it, but wanted to see it finish with more ground and pound. Ad Standards received 600 complaints about the ad, 598 of which came from Barnaby Joyce, who said,
"Oh, it's just disgusting. You can't do something with the blood and women."
A village in New Zealand has banned a replica of the HMS Endeavour from docking because Captain Cook was a barbarian.
A petition has been launched to stop a replica of Captain Cook's ship, the Endeavour, from coming to New Zealand.
A New Zealand town has banned James Cook. A bit late, perhaps.
They did it. They turned back the boats.
Cook was not welcome because he was actually, in the words of one of the Maori leaders there, he was a barbarian, he said, who brought murder and rape with him.
Guys, I can't believe they cancelled Captain Cook just because of genocide. Captain James Cook is now being considered for a role next season on Saturday Night Live due to his racism. Captain James Cook has hit back, tweeting from beyond the grave and calling the Maori community snowflakes. Get ready for Captain Cook's new panel show on Sky News, Cooking with Credlin, where he and Peter Credlin get together and have mild sexual tension over a variety of bland white foods like chops and mashed potatoes and just vegetables. According to the National Party, the most pressing issue facing rural Australia isn't the drought or Aboriginal welfare. It's people misusing words like meat and milk to describe plant-based foods that aren't actually made from animals.
They want labelling laws changed so plant-based products like almond and soy milk cannot be called milk.
If the problem is getting people confused about the whole meat and milk thing, why not go the whole hog? Instead of pork sausages, we could call them pig-based flesh bags. Instead of chicken nuggets, why not fried cartilage and fat juice? Instead of cheese, curdled bovine tit squeeze. In other bovine discharge-related news,
a fire has gutted the Yarram Herd Services building Tuesday night. It destroyed about 100 cryogenic cylinders used to store cattle semen.
Well, we finally know what happened to Bob Catter's private bukkake collection. The canisters exploded during a fire, and the local fire brigade commander said that firefighters went into defensive mode, worried that they were exploding gas canisters. But once they realised it was just frozen bull semen, they joined in the fun, having semen fights, making semen semen angels. Sing along, everybody. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Cow sperm flying into your face. In a related story, Australian rugby league teams were inspired to launch a new and exciting Mad Monday ritual. Until they learned they already had a bull semen swimming competition. Now it's the end of the week, so here with our reoccurring news in review segment, Dylan Bain and the Chasers' Chris Taylor. They don't have a name for it yet, so here's some ones I came up with. Gaff tapes. Clips featuring the Neptunes and Chris Pusher Taylor. Totally clips of the news. Famous man says words, news words. Podcast clips.
Now for the week in wacky clips with special guest, Chris Taylor.
Yes, here on Newsfighters Now, to look back at the clips of the week, we have Chris Taylor from The Chaser. Hey, Chris, how are you going today?
I'm very well. What a week it's been, Dylan.
Now, of course, the biggest story of the week, I think, politically, at least in Australia, was the Gladys Liu scandal, and a number of scandals, actually, you could say. Mm. And
is she still in the job?
As of
time of recording.
Look, I'm not sure if she still will be at the time of release. But of course, another figure who lost his job over Chinese connections was Labor's Sam Dastyari. And he went on Q&A and said this week.
I'm not here, and I didn't come here tonight to play this game of, oh, let's kick Sam.
Now, he did have a Pilot Week pilot on Channel 10.
Yeah.
Last year. Is this his pilot for Pilot Week next year, the show Let's Kick Sam? I'd watch that reality show.
It's pretty much his shtick. How dare he say I didn't come on here to play Kick Sam? He goes on the Kyle and Jackie O show on a weekly basis where, for all intents and purposes, it's to kick Sam.
Yes.
Like, Sam Dastyari has made a secondary media career post-Parliament out of being somebody to kick.
Mm.
And he's very willing to play that part. So how dare he go on Q&A and say he's suddenly gone off the old kick me shtick. No, that is his whole, that is his career.
Yes.
So you could go down, if you saw him in Pitt Street in Sydney, he'd probably just be standing there in the middle of a mall with a kick me sign, because he knows that's his penance. That's his brand now. So yeah, a bit disingenuous to say that he's not there on Q&A to be kicked.
And I could see an It's a Knockout style show where people just kick Sam.
I can see that. I mean, look, Sam, I'm happy to admit, is, you know, I've met him from time to time. He's a lovely guy. He's actually a smart guy. But he won't mind me saying he is a media slut.
And I think he admits that himself.
If he could be on Channel 10 every night of the week on a show like It's a Knockout, where he's getting kicked into a pool, he would sign up for that in a heartbeat.
Also on Q&A, Sam Dastyari tried to relate to Gladys Liu like this.
Gladys Liu, what sort of pressure would she be under from your experience?
I can only imagine what Gladys Liu is going through at the moment. I've actually, past couple of days, I've been trying repeatedly to call her.
I mean, hasn't she suffered enough already? She doesn't need Sam Dastyari ringing her.
Isn't it surprising she hasn't picked up that call? Like, I know Sam thinks the world revolves around him and everyone just wants to pick up the phone and have a chat about his Channel 10 projects, but they don't. When you're going through a scandal that involves links to the Chinese regime, Sam Dastyari is probably the one person you don't want to be seen talking to.
So I think listeners of the show, jump online, look up. We're going to have a Kickstarter to buy Gladys Liu a new phone number. So Sam doesn't have to call her. It doesn't have to take Sam's calls anymore.
I thought you were going to say a Kickstarter for the Kick Sam Dastyari TV show.
That's a literal Kickstarter.
Yeah, that is literally, that's the working title of his new show, exactly. Kickstarter.
And speaking of Gladys's, the New South Wales Premier, Gladys Berejiklian.
How far back would you have to go when there were two people called Gladys in the news?
It's quite a great time we live in, isn't it?
Gladys is back as a name. Like, anyone who's listening to this who's currently carrying, who's with child, think about Gladys.
I think Gladys is the new baby name of the year, at least in New South Wales, where this week the Premier, Gladys Berejiklian, almost lost her job or faced a spill.
There was talk of a hashtag lib spill.
Oh, it was trending. They didn't quite pull it off. New South Wales Attorney General Mark Spearman thinks he knows why.
And I think the reason this spill was called off today was that the challengers could count to three. And that's the total support they had.
Well, I mean, it's very brave or crazy to call a spill with only three.
Well, but also very consistent with the Liberal Party.
It's more than Simon Crean had, though. When
Crean's not bad. Crean's not bad. It's probably
in Labour circles that's getting there.
Yeah, and look, credit where credit's due. That sure they only had three, but at least they counted those three correctly. When you go back to like Peter Dutton's challenge of Malcolm Turnbull a year or so ago. He couldn't count his numbers at all. I think he thought he had like 60, turned out he had, I don't know, 40. So, look, whatever you think about the misconceived ambition of these challenges, at least their mathematical skills when doing the numbers have improved.
They thought they had three and they had exactly three.
Three.
Nailed it. Moving on, the other big event in journalism Canberra bubble circles this week was the Midwinter Ball. And for the first time, the leaders' speeches were on the record, and it was good to see them try their hand at stand-up comedy on the record. Here's Prime Minister Scott Morrison trying a zinger.
There is never a downside to a Borat impersonation. Very nice.
And it didn't quite hit the mark, that one.
The first thing that's important about any impression is making sure you know the name of the person you're impersonating. It's not Borat. I'm fairly sure it's Borat. So, look, yeah, he's already bad out of the gate.
Also trying his hand at stand-up was opposition leader Anthony Albanese at the Midwinter Ball. Here's his attempt.
Speaking of words being recorded, where's Annika Smethurst? I need some help with this one. Knock, knock. Too early to go to an AFP joke.
Does he understand how knock-knocks work? Like, he seems to have pulled out halfway through.
Yes.
Which I know is, you know, the Labor way. You know, you commit
almost
to something,
get there,
but then you don't quite follow it through.
Yeah. The funnier aspect is that our complete lack of press freedoms is a knock-knock joke to our political leaders.
You're absolutely right. That the correct response to that is to reduce it not just to a knock-knock joke, but to half a knock-knock joke. Yeah. He couldn't even commit to a full knock-knock joke. That's how little he cares about the incursions on our press freedom.
But I think the comedy moment of the week this week for a politician attempting stand-up comedy comes from One Nation Senator Malcolm Roberts in the Senate.
This is yet another example of the arrogance of the Greens to presume they know what dolphins are thinking and feeling. We have a horse. Our daughter has a wonderful horse named Clancy. And Clancy is a horse, so he behaves in accordance with a herd animal. And what happens is that people who take a horse out of a pack or a herd usually have a companion animal. We chose not to. Clancy is now on our acreage at home, and he loves being with humans. He does not like being with horses. And so the point of the matter is that we don't know what animals think.
What was that?
He's sort of self-defeated his own argument, because he's saying Clancy loves being with him and hanging out with Malcolm and his family. And then he says, but we don't know what horses think. So how does he know Clancy loves hanging out with him? Clancy might hate hanging out with Malcolm Roberts. By Malcolm's own logic, Clancy's not able to tell Malcolm Roberts what he really thinks of him. Now, between you and me, Dylan, do you think Clancy enjoys hanging out with Malcolm Roberts?
I don't think any living creature enjoys hanging out with Malcolm
Clancy
Roberts.
Is Clancy a climate-denying horse?
I don't think Pauline Hanson enjoys hanging out with Malcolm Roberts.
Yeah, is Clancy one of these horses that, you know, goes to strip clubs filmed by Al Jazeera and releases videos saying, if you're watching this, I might be murdered?
I think he can trust Clancy not to do that.
This, of course, all came up as a response to a policy by the Greens to ban dolphins in captivity for the purposes of entertainment, like at SeaWorld. I'd like to think that on Malcolm's farm, if he has a farm, he might put a dolphin next to Clancy, his horse.
Yes.
I know he's already on the record of saying Clancy's not a horse. He doesn't like other horses. But he probably, if he likes dolphins as much as Malcolm likes them, let's put one in the paddock. Sure, the dolphin's not a land animal, but that's again just Greens type groupthink. Yes. Maybe dolphins are land animals, but humans have never let them be. Let's put a dolphin next to Clancy the horse, and let's let Malcolm and his thoughts live happily ever after.
And on that note, thank you for stopping by, Chris Taylor.
It's been a pleasure.
That's Newsfighters for today, Friday, September 20th, 2019. This ep was hosted by me, Jake Stone, with writing by Stefan Pazur, Chris Taylor, Dave Bluestein, and written, edited and produced by Dylan Bain. Don't forget, you can subscribe on your podcast app. Website is newsfighters.com if you need to mail an official complaint or a chat with the ombudsman or whatever it is, whoever does this. You can tell your friends and organise a social media mob against us and then get us closed down. Thanks for listening. Keep fighting whoever it is that you're fighting, and bye for now.
This is the News Fighters Daily Pilot Week,
where we fight the news
so you don't have to.
Podcast.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.